safety stock methods related to timing. In addition to statistical methods of setting safety stock levels, a method called time period safety stock can be used to account for seasonality or other time-based demand variations. The fixed order safety stock method is also addressed here, which can be used to phase in or phase out a component or item and introduce a new version per engineering change orders. We also look at how changes in lead time should cause recalculation of safety stock levels, and a fast method of approximating aggregate safety stock requirements is presented. Time period safety stock. The time period safety stock approach is used with dependent demand inventory subject to fluctuating demand. This approach allows the safety stock level to change with demand. The time period approach can also be used with independent demand items, for example, finished goods, when organizations have seasonal sales patterns. The finished goods safety stocks can ramp up and down with the seasonality of sales. Time period safety stock provides an even amount of safety stock, equal to the estimated usage, over a designated time frame. The period can be set as days, weeks, or months. Safety stock varies directly with the change in dependent or independent demand, as applicable. This differs from statistical-based safety stock in that the amount is not based on deviation from demand. Instead, when demand varies in future periods, such as with seasonal products, the time period safety stock varies to reflect the dynamic quantity. For example, a low-cost, independent demand C-class item is reviewed for ordering on a monthly basis. Providing a one-month time period of safety stock protects against the situation in which an end-of-month review does not indicate reorder, but, on the next day, the available balance is taken below the reorder point. With no formal review planned until the end of the month, stockout will occur. The safety stock quantity protects against this. Time period safety stock is projected based on actual demand, forecast demand, or a combination of the two. Inventory systems set up using a monthly forecast to determine demand multiply the forecast monthly usage by the number of time periods. So, if an item is reviewed every 2 weeks, or 0.5 months, and has monthly demand of 50 units, the time period safety stock would be 25 units. This method can be used for more frequent reviews. But if the time period is daily, the forecast should be normalized to account for months with differing numbers of days. Fixed order safety stock, fixed order of use. The fixed order safety stock approach is used to plan safety stock quantities for parts that require special oversight. For example, when parts are being transitioned in or out of use as part of an engineering change, a new part does not have adequate demand history to use the statistical method. So the planner establishes a fixed safety stock quantity high enough to provide the target service level. The part transitioning out of the system has too much history. An automated system may try to calculate safety stock and trigger replenishment. So the planner sets the fixed safety stock to zero and manually checks usage against stock balances, adjusting safety stock based on lead time change. When lead times increase or decrease for a product or product family, the mean absolute deviation, standard deviation, or root mean squared error should be recalculated, since error rates are higher for items with longer lead times. This is because there is more room for variability in a longer period of time and less room in a shorter period. The duration of the lead time in this case refers to the time starting from when an order is placed to when it arrives. That is, slower shipping methods or other delays between order entry and order receipt will create a larger chance of a stockout than a shorter duration of time. So more safety stock will be needed. However, given the large number of products with different lead times that many organizations carry, often a method of approximation is all that is needed. Using the example of 45 units of safety stock to provide a 90% customer service level, assume that the product has a 6-week lead time. We can approximate what the safety stock level would need to be if the lead time changed to 5 or 7 weeks using the following formula. Thus, reducing the lead time reduces the safety stock requirement, while increasing the lead time increases the safety stock requirement.